Coming up on episode number 329, you send in your emails, you tell me what you want to play, I put my blindfold on and I pick them at random. Yes, it's another All Request Night. Tonight, giving you some requests, also a chance to win a CD and some trivia at the end. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night, it's June 3rd, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you your requests. Stuff that you've emailed me or called me and told me that you want to hear. I'm putting the whole show together based on what you have asked for. And how much more could you ask? Really. We're going to get right to, let's just get right into a dedication request. And I'm not even going to get to do my Casey Kasem impersonation, because they called it in, or he attached it to an email to coverville@gmail.com. Let's listen to his dedication/request.
Hi, Brian. This is Eric from Pittsburgh. A few months back, my fiance and I emailed you for some help on possible cover songs for our bridal dance. One of your suggestions was Cyndi Lauper's version of At Last. Though much like Etta James's version, I think she put her own flair to this song. On June 1st, we begin our lives together, so tonight, I would like to dedicate that song to my wife, to be Carrie. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Well, congratulations on your recent nuptials. That was a couple nights ago, and so you guys are probably too busy to listen to the show, so you'll get to this when you get a chance. This comes from a CD, a great CD, of Cyndi Lauper covers that she put out in 2003. The title track, At Last, of course, a cover of the Etta James song, but there's also a version of Stay. There's a bunch of great stuff on the CD. I thought I had it sitting here next to my desk, but I don't. You check it out. Look for yourself. There'll be a link in the show notes to where you can see it at Amazon. You can see a track listing there. But going out to Eric and Carrie as they start their lives together, here's Cyndi Lauper with At Last.
For you are mine.
Cyndi Lauper. Two for the price of one. Cyndi Lauper tracks. When You Were Mine, right there. A cover of Prince that comes from a collection that she put out called The Essential Cyndi Lauper. Of course, that did come from an album from 1983. Right, 1983, man. And before that, 20 years later, 2003, At Last by Cyndi Lauper. 20 years, several different hairstyles and hair colors, and just amazing music from Cyndi Lauper. I really like Cyndi Lauper, so I'm happy to play that. That goes out to, I believe, Vanessa? Yes, Vanessa, who is from, oh, she didn't say where she was from, shoot. She wanted to hear Cyndi Lauper's version of Prince's When You Were Mine. Absolutely gorgeous rendition there. Actually, and she makes it her own, I think. When You Were Mine and At Last, of course, At Last getting dedicated to Eric and Carrie. Congratulations on your recent wedding and your life you're beginning together. Another request that I had. Now, this one couldn't have come at a better time because I don't know if you guys are listening to Lyrics Undercover. Are you? You should be. Lyrics Undercover is another podcast that I do. And while Coverville can be 35, 40, 45 minutes long, Lyrics Undercover is super short and it's one song. And basically, I pick apart a song. I talk about the history of the performer that plays it. And then I talk about the lyrics of the song and what they mean, if there are any like hidden bits of trivia about the song or about its creation. And this last Friday, I did Mac the Knife, Bobby Darin's Mac the Knife, which of course is a cover, an excellent cover, I should say. So I had this request from Barbara from Ellsworth, Maine, to hear, hear Lyle Lovett's version from his 2003 album Smile of Mac the Knife, which was actually Moritat, which is the original name of the song from the Threepenny Opera, written by Kurt Vale. And you'll notice a lot of differences in the lyrics and, of course, in the singing style between this and the Bobby Darin version. It's actually a good bookend. If you don't listen to any other Lyrics Undercover episode, go back and listen to the one I recently did on Mac the Knife after you hear this Lyle Lovett version, because the lyrics are different. There's a lot more of Mac Heath's crimes that he committed described in this version than there are in the more upbeat, swingy Bobby Darin version. Here is Lyle Lovett from his 2003 album Smile with Moritat or Mac the Knife.
A shark with teeth like razors. You can read his open face. And Mac Heath, he's got a knife, not in such obvious place. Sunday, see a corpse stretched in the strand, see a man dodge round the corner. Mackie's friends will understand. Mr. Mike reported missing. Like so many wealthy men, Mac the Knife acquired his cash box. God alone knows how old. Thank you. toddler. She turned up lately with a knife stuck through her breast, while MacHeath, he walks the embankment nonchalantly unimpressed. And the ghastly fire in Soho, seven children at a go. In the crowd stands Mac the Knife, but he isn't asked, he doesn't know. And the child bride in her nightgown, who's assailants still at large, violated in her slumbers. Mackie, how much did you charge? Yes, the child bride in her nightgown, her assailants still at large, violated in her slumbers. Mackie, how much did you charge? Mackie, how much did you charge?
Nothing's gonna change. change it. Nothing's gonna change. Nothing's gonna change it. Nothing's gonna change it. Nothing's gonna change my world.
Across the Universe, of course, a cover of the Beatles track performed there by Stephanie Rearick from a brand new album called Democracy. A gorgeous version there, and I like what she does there with the layering of her vocals, how she's got the second layer of her vocals on top of the first. And in some cases, it's right on top of it, and so you almost don't even notice. But in other cases, they're a little bit separated, and so you kind of hear it. Cool. Stephanie Rearick. Before that, you heard Moritat, otherwise known as Mack the Knife, from the Three Penny Opera, the narrative about the crimes and I won't say misdemeanors, the crimes of Mack Heath. A lot more macabre, this version. Of course, you've got a lot more vile descriptions of the things that he's doing to his victims. And it's a really, really interesting story. And I do want to check out the Raul Julia movie. If anyone has any recommendations, I'm going to throw that on the Netflix list tonight. So I see it sometime in the next several months, the way things go. How about a giveaway? Is it time for a giveaway? Let's do a giveaway. I've got a couple copies of the Deviations Project CD. Now, I've played... Grab a copy of these here. Played a track from this a couple weeks ago, played Tootin' Carmen, which was a cover of Carmen, the music from the opera, done kind of in a new electronic, very electronic style. I really love, and see, I talked about this on one of the last shows, that I really love electronic music with female vocals, or even just electronic music. It might be one of my favorite genres next to pub rock and Britpop. This is a great CD, though. It's got a whole bunch of different covers, mostly covers of classical instrumentals done with that new style, like you're going to hear in the upcoming song. There are a couple songs on there, though, that are more modern, or covers of more modern songs. Axel F., there's a cover of Axel F. on here. There's a cover of, you know what, rather than me tell you what it's a cover of, that's why I'm going to have you tell me. I'm going to play a song here. I'm not going to put in the show notes what the song is. I want you to tell me not just what the song is and who the original performer is, but the title of the song, the title of the original, and the derivative, you know, it's derived from an element, and I want you to tell me the atomic number of that element. How's that? What I want you to do is put that into an email to coverpod@gmail.com and put the word deviation in the subject line, deviation, and send it to coverpod, coverpod, @gmail.com. I'll pull two winners, draw two winners from everybody who sends me a correct answer, and the two of you will get copies of this excellent CD, Deviations Project, Paganini meets Roy Scop. Excellent stuff. So what I want you to do is tell me, really, you know, just tell me the original, what this is a cover of, all right? And I'd love it if you put the title and performer of the original in there. All right, here's the Deviations Project from their 2007 Deviations Project release with the mystery song. We'll be right back.
everybody. And I'll let everybody be happy, as happy as you and me. Cause I know. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Everybody gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. I love, oh, yeah. When I see you walking down the street, well, it makes me happy to see you walking. Makes my life complete. And I know. Come on, baby, let me tell you all the things I wanna say. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Everybody gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. I know that you and me, I know that you and me be happy, happy as we can be. Tell you all the things I wanna say. Come on, baby, let me tell you all the things I wanna say. Everybody gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love.
Bjorn wanted to hear Queens of the Stone Age's cover of Everybody's Gonna Be Happy from their album Songs of the Deaf, of course a cover of the Kinks version. Really cool. They really managed to kind of keep the Kinks spirit alive in that song, I think, and still kind of rock it out with that Queens of the Stone Age sound. Maybe not as hard as their normal stuff, but a good compromise between the two, I think. And before that, you heard, oh, I was almost going to tell you, the Deviations Project from their 2007 Deviations Project album. I want you to tell me who it's a cover of and what the song is, what the song, the cover, the original is called, not what the Deviations Project version is called, because they do change the titles up a little bit. Got it? You get it? All right. One really quick note. I want to tell you about the sponsor of Coverville. Doing this later in the show than I usually do, just to see where it's best to throw in an ad. Audio Engine 5. You've heard me talk about the Audio Engine 5 speakers before, haven't you? Yes. And you know why I keep talking about them? Not just because they're a sponsor, but because they're so darn cool. These are really cool looking speakers, and even more important than the fact that they look cool, because, you know, looking cool, not as important as sounding cool. These things sound incredible. Last night we had a 6-hour Wii Sports session competition playing until like 4 in the morning. And the whole time, the music we were listening to, we weren't listening to the Wii Sports music. Oh, no. We were listening to music piped through iTunes through my Airport Express, which is plugged into the back of my Audio Engine 5 speakers. And the sound was incredible. I mean, we had a party shuffle going on there, so there was just constant music going on. And it just sounded incredible no matter where in the room you were at. You couldn't, the sound is so clear and non-directional might be the right word. You couldn't really tell where the sound was coming from. You knew the speakers were right there in front of you, but the sound was so crystal clear and so beautifully placed that you could not tell where the speakers were. Check them out. They're great speakers. I've got a special link that I've set up for Coverville listeners that'll take you right to their page. If you go to coverville.com/audioengine, and that'll take you right to their website, which just happens to be audioengineusa.com Com, which also wasn't very hard to remember. You can check out these speakers. They're available in both black and white. Even if you don't have a Mac, even if you don't have an AirPort Express, even if you don't have an iPod, these things are incredible. They'll plug into just about anything. Eighth-inch jack, a couple of them, as well as a pass-through power port so you can plug something into it, and a USB port so you can charge any MP3 player that takes a USB charge. Check them out, AudioEngineUSA.com, or just go to Coverville.com/AudioEngine. One last thing to take care of tonight, and you probably have already noticed that I'm about to get into Musically Challenged, and you don't hear Tina. Well, Tina is out in Seattle right now visiting our new nephew. Congratulations, Scott and Lindsay, on the birth of our nephew, Evan. From the pictures I've seen, he is a beautiful little boy, and I can't wait to meet him myself. Tina's out there right now cuddling and holding the cooing child. So she's not here for Musically Challenged, and my fill-in guest is getting drunk right now, so I don't think we're going to put him on. He's probably asleep by now, so we'll get him on a later show. But big thanks to Toyota Boy for sending this one in. It's another Musically Challenged movie edition, and we're going to get into it right this very second.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hello, Tina.
Not
welcome
here.
To yet another Musically Challenged movie edition.
Oops.
Hope you've been enjoying these, and I've been enjoying making them. Again, the rules are name the title and artist, and then name the movie that all four songs are from. Again, extra bonus points if you could describe the scene that the song is playing in. Question one.
Okay, well, I know this one. Is that too loud? Okay, that is, hold on, I'm going to pause it here, give you all a chance to answer if you haven't already. That's a pretty easy one. It's All She Wants to Do Is Dance by Glenn Frey. Let's go ahead and get into it. See, it's more fun when I've got somebody else to do this with, man. Okay, let's get to the next song.
Question two.
Excellent, I now know the movie. Very, very cool. Okay, I know the movie now. I'll wait till the end to say what the movie is. I don't know the performer on that song or the name of it. I won't give away the movie, but I'll describe the scene. I believe the scene is a character discovering a hidden track or a hidden elevator inside his dorm room closet, and he goes down and sees his roommate who's using a program to fill out forms to help him win in a Nabisco sweepstakes or something like that. And I think from that I can also tell you the previous track's scene is the main characters of the film in a swimming party with a bunch of beauticians to be. They're not beauticians yet. All right, continuing on.
I'd give my all just to be number one. Number one is a hard time in the making.
Oh, no, you know what? Okay, I'm going to change my second answer as far as the scene. I think the scene for that one is It's a montage of scenes that are taking place at the college in which this movie takes place, and it's the person who is one of the main characters doing their best to just keep studying and not freak out, and he's noticing that as time goes by, all of the students in the classrooms are being replaced by tape recorders, like they're just leaving tape recorders to record the sessions, and he's like the only one actually in the classroom. And then you see the front, and the teacher has replaced himself with a tape recording that's playing out to all the recordings of the students. And that track right there, all right, the scene that one. I can't think of a scene that one comes from. All right, let's get to the next one. I'm taking a long time on this one, aren't I?
Question four.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to move
the world. Very good. All right, easy one. Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. The scene is Kent has just been caught in the headmaster. Is it headmaster? Or I guess it's just the instructor's house where he was instructed to go by God playing through his braces. They fired a laser from the satellite up in space, which activated some popcorn that was in the house, and the popcorn pop busted through all the windows of this brand new house, and all the kids are playing in the popcorn. There's a dog running through, and the instructor is coming back to discover that his house has been destroyed by this big ball of popcorn. You know, if you don't know the movie, this is probably sounding pretty ridiculous. All right, is there more?
I'm going to guess that you guessed the two non-obscure songs, and that you also guessed the correct title of the movie.
Yeah, the movie is, if I can go ahead and blow that now, it's Real Genius with Val Kilmer and a bunch of other people.
And rather than say the title of the movie, I'm going to play a soundbite from Coverville episode 271.
But is it the one where there's like a prodigy who's going to college? Like this kid is maybe 12 or 14 and he's going to college. Oh. And there are all these people. Do you know what
the
I'm talking about?
Val Kilmer?
Yeah, that's who it is. What is that? That's Robert Downey Jr.
Val Kilmer, Real Genius.
Yeah, whenever it's on, I'll always watch it. I don't know why.
Wow, just in case you thought that Tina wouldn't be on the show, she makes a surprise entrance. I love it.
Question one was Don Henley with All She Wants to Do Is Dance. And the scene in the movie is where Chris Knight decides to throw a pool party, and he decides to invite beauticians from a nearby college. The scene opens up with him creating a sign from a beam splitter.
What's this? It's a laser beam, bozo!
What's it for?
Not what, where.
Like it?
Hey, what's the beam splitter for?
What's the matter with you guys? You have to have everything spelled out for you?
Great!
Oh, you left out the best part. Are they're beauticians? Not yet.
Question two was entitled I'm Falling by Comass Angels, which is an obscure song that was probably only heard in this movie, which is not very uncommon for 80s movies. The most memorable scene was the fact that the students kept getting replaced by tape recorders more and more until finally the teacher replaced himself with the tape recorder at the very end.
Plus Y equals zero.
Okay,
question three was entitled Number One by Chas Jankel. Again, this song would probably only be heard in this movie, and again, the scenes are various, studying, working on the laser. The most memorable scene is when one student freaks out and starts shouting out of the blue as it goes cuckoo from being overloaded with homework. Question four was Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. This song was played at the very end of the movie when the laser cooked a giant Jiffy Pop inside Professor Hathaway's house, inevitably destroying itself.
Popcorn.
And it cuts to kids jumping in piles of popcorn in slow motion.
You think it's getting too weird around here? Absolutely.
I love it. Toyota Boy, nice job. I love these movie edition musically challenged. I mean, it's tough, of course, to find the movies where you can find four tracks, two of which aren't completely obscure. And you mentioned ComS Angels. Is that the ComSat Angels? Is that the same thing? Anyone out there know? You know what? Let's wrap it up, shall we? Thanks for listening to Coverville. Thanks for your requests. Thanks for your submissions and suggestions. I love it. I love getting your emails and your requests and your comments, and especially your musically challenged. I love it all. It's awesome. You guys, if you want to get in touch with me, it's easy to do. Coverville@gmail.com. 206-222-COVER is the phone line. It goes to an all request message, or the forums at coverville.com and the weblog and all that yada, yada, yada. We'll be back on Tuesday night, I believe, with an interview with an all-female Led Zeppelin cover band, tribute band. Well, we'll find out if they like the term tribute band. When I talk to Steph, who's the Jimmy Page of the Led Zeppelin cover band entitled Les Zeppelin. It's an all-female cover band entitled Les Zeppelin. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Let's wrap this thing up, shall we? You know what? Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.